Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Our show today has a very meaningful topic. When is enough enough? And we'll be talking about how greed seems to be growing at a rapid pace. How does that affect us? And how, as Christians, do we deal with it? My guest today is Father Dave Pickens, the pastor of St. Peter the Apostle, and of course, we'll be talking about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was letting our burdens go, which is another way of saying let go and let God, and how when we give our problems to Jesus, we have to let go of them completely, trust that He will handle them, and most importantly, not take those problems back by thinking about them and worrying about them all over again. On today's show, our topic is, when is enough enough? Years ago, when we heard someone was a millionaire, people were impressed. Today, we have billionaires, and we are told within the next several years, we will have our first trillionaire. But these are not the people I am referring to, for we do not have control over their success or their wealth. What we do have to look at is ourselves and see where our own greed lies. Some of us crave wealth, crave possessions or power, and even though we may not be in the millionaire-billionaire category yet, deep down, that is what we want more than anything. And with those thoughts is the need to impress others by doing whatever it takes to make sure we buy that fancy car, those expensive clothes and jewelry, even when we really can't afford to, but we do it anyway. These are the people who seriously need to ask themselves, when is enough enough? If we spend our lives chasing after wealth, possessions, and power, we may achieve it, but will it make us happy? No, because when we are within that type of mindset, we will never have enough money, possessions, or power. In the Bible it says, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. This Bible verse could not be clearer. As Christians, we must be happy with what we have and not spend our time thinking about money, possessions, and extravagances. This is not the Christian way. Our reward is not here on earth, but in heaven. That's why we are Christian and we follow our faith. And to be clear, I am not saying we shouldn't attempt to better our lives with a better job, a bigger house if we need one, or a newer car. That's fine as long as we do not become obsessed with those things. Be happy with what we have and be thankful to the Lord. That's really all that matters. So to answer the question, when is enough enough? When we have what we need to lead a happy life within our means and not be obsessed with what others have that we do not. Understanding how to be grateful for all we have is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is, when is enough enough? Greed is the feeling that in most cases starts small and then grows when we allow it to be fueled by ambitions, wants, and desires. We find ourselves with a big promotion and our salary is doubled. We are ecstatic and things are fine at first. But then, as we see how our superiors at the next level up are living, we become jealous and aspire for an even higher paying job. That's when we start to fall into the trap of when is enough enough? A promotion and a doubled salary? How many people would give anything for an opportunity like that? But if we allow that success to go to our heads with wants for more and more, we will destroy the good in what we have received. So rather than ask when is enough enough, we should adopt the understanding that enough is enough when we have what we need and we are thankful. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice message because it addresses a real need. The song is called Lead Us, Lord, Back to You. When I wrote this song, I thought of all the people who have drifted away and abandoned our Lord, and how because of that, we have so many problems today, like violence, hatred, and self-indulgence. My song is a plea to our Lord to reach out and bring these people back to Him. Please listen now to my song, Lead Us, Lord, Back to You.
There are days when we feel down, at times we are lost, and soon we drift away. We run to where we are called, as the pressures grow high. If only we would stop and pray. If you wait, soon we are miles apart.
Art. We'll be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Today we are joined by Father Dave Pickens, the pastor of St. Peter the Apostle in Parsippany, New Jersey. Well, Father Dave has been with us before, and it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. Hi, Father Dave. Welcome back to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Art, but I am ready for spring because I want to go down to the beach.
Well, I think all our listeners agree with you on that. Well, Father Dave, you see movies all the time, and lately it feels like faith-based films are making a comeback. What are you noticing, and why do you think these movies are connecting with people right now?
Well, Art, I think we're living in a scary times. The world is a crazy place. There's long-running wars in Gaza, Ukraine, other places.
Right.
And other scary things are happening. Yesterday, they had a mass shooting in a school in Canada.
Yes.
This morning, the FAA did a ground stop in El Paso and was made a no-fly zone for some mysterious security reason. So all kinds of things are making people scared, and people want to be safe and happy. And so going to the movies for a couple hours is a good escape.
Mm-hmm.
And horror movies don't help you with that.
Right.
But I think the faith-based movies help people see that there is hope in the world. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the movie I Can Only Imagine Part 2, which is coming out on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Bart Millard, the lead singer of Mercy Me, when that song came out and the first movie came out, he couldn't handle the fame.
Right.
And so this movie is about how did he get through that troubled time to use by using his faith to get him better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are looking for a way to be happy and have hope in the world, because the world is a scary place. And you know, if you go into the movie, you get away from the world for a few minutes, and then when you come back out, hopefully you're bright and sunny and happy and in a better mood.
Well, what you said makes a lot of sense, and I agree with you. Well, Father Dave, as we enter Holy Week, beginning with Palm Sunday and leading toward Easter, how can people listening at home enter into this sacred time in a more meaningful and prayerful way?
I think most people put too much emphasis on what am I going to give up for Lent.
Right.
I'm not going to eat chocolate. I'm not going to eat ice cream. But then they substitute. I think instead of not worrying about what am I not going to do, you should worry about what more can I do.
Mm.
And in a prayerful way, it's great if people pray the rosary every day, but maybe say it twice. Make an appointment on your phone so that your phone beeps when it's time for you to pray. Again, almsgiving is also another part of Lent, so what more can I do? If the church participates in the rice bowl for Catholic relief services, give to that, give to local causes, give to local food banks. Food banks now are they're hurting for food.
Yes.
So try to do things, what more can you do instead of what less can I do? And then also, if you go to church, try to go more often. If your church has daily mass and you can, try to go to daily mass as well as Sunday mass.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's part of being part of the community and trying to do more rather than do less.
Well, that was very well said, and you shared a lot of good ideas. Now, over the past several years, reports show that church attendance in the United States has begun to increase after a long period of decline. From your perspective as a priest, what do you think is drawing people back? And do you see this as a sign of a deeper renewal of faith?
Yeah, I think that during COVID, when people could not go to Mass, they missed that. Because part of going to church is being part of a community.
Absolutely.
Can you go back to the Road to Emmaus story when Jesus appeared to the two disciples on their way to Emmaus? What did they do after they saw Jesus? They did not continue on. They went back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples. So they realized the importance of community. You know, we don't go through life alone. We have to go through life with other people.
Right.
And so people are coming back. They lack that human contact to be with other people. And so I think that's what's drawing people back. They want to see their friends, see the other people, and see what's going on. And,
mm-hmm.
and you can only do that in person. And you can't do that if you're watching on the live stream on your computer.
That is so true. Well, you've been listening to Father Dave Pickens, the pastor of St. Peter the Apostle in Parsippany, New Jersey. It's always a blessing to have you on the show, Father Dave, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Let Go and Let God.
Happy to be here anytime, Art.
Today we're talking about when is enough enough. As I said earlier, greed isn't something that we find ourselves waking up one morning and bam, we are greedy. No, it creeps up with us, wanting something, then something else, and it keeps growing. But when we find ourselves thinking more about that next opportunity, that huge stock dividend, that real estate deal going through, then we need to stop and ask ourselves, am I becoming greedy? If we are craving money, possessions, or other wants, then we need to reach out to Jesus through prayer and share with him what we are feeling. If we see that we are allowing ourselves to want and desire things before anything else, then we need to ask Jesus to open our eyes to help us resist this undesirable temptation. When we pray to Jesus, open up to him and share our most intimate thoughts and feelings. If we are obsessing over something we want badly, ask Jesus to intervene and let us see what we already have and what we should be grateful for. Let Jesus know we want to change and pray for his strength and guidance to change. Don't just pray on this once, but as often as we can, because the more we pray on it, the more we will be able to change our ways, because we will be doing it with the Lord's help. And if we see someone we know who is greedy, pray to Jesus about them, asking him to open their eyes so that they can see how they are wrong and to help them change their ways. Always remember when we pray to start by letting Jesus know how much we love him and that we want him in our hearts. Share with him that we are thankful for all we have and always pray for others and their needs. When speaking with Jesus through prayer, be mindful and respectful and talk with him like we are speaking with our best friend, for in many ways, Jesus is our best friend. So as we go through our week, remember to pray at least once a day and share with Jesus whatever is on our minds. Understanding the many purposes of prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play tells us that we should not judge others or be critical of them. Instead, accept everyone for who they are. Please listen now to my song, In Jesus' Name.
Don't roll your eyes, don't criticize, look beyond what you can see. Don't talk about, don't sell them out, accept them for who they choose to be. It's not for you to say how they should live their lives. Love each other, stay in faith and see the light. Believe in him as he believes in you. Worry not what the others do. No jealousy, no hostility.
Hart. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, when is enough enough, tells us that we all need to be content with what we have and to be grateful to our Lord. It doesn't mean we can't aspire to improve our lives, but when we obsess over money, possessions, and other wants, we have crossed the threshold of greed. Remember that Jesus is always there to help us whenever we seek it through prayer, and if we find ourselves dwelling on things we want and don't have, then as Christians, we must reach out to Jesus and seek his strength to resist and for his guidance and his help. When we ask the question, when is enough enough? The answer is, enough is enough when we have all that we need, we are grateful to our Lord, and we crave nothing more. Remember that it is written in the Bible, whoever loves money never has enough. So keep our lives simple and do not obsess over wants and desires. Be happy with what we have and we will please our Lord. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is based on a metaphor. The song is called God is Light and tells us that God is good and represents light, while evil is bad and represents darkness. Please listen now to my song, God is Light.
Sight for all of us to see. Open your hearts, feel them inside. The love, the care, the joy I cannot hide. Every good and perfect gift drops from him above, from the Father who heavenly light. Our Father.
God is light,
shall I fear?
God is light,
the incarnation.
God is light,
for he is here.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness of my life. I'm not afraid, God is light.
Open your mind to the glory of God. See the light, the sun and the stars. Open your ears, hear all there is. Look to the light, I know it's Jesus. Every joy and kind good deed comes from him above. The Father who gives us the light, our Father.
God is light,
who shall I fear?
God is light,
the incarnation.
God is light,
for he is here.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light. In him is life and the life of men. Life is a gift brought from God.
God is light,
for he is here.
God is light,
my light and salvation.
God is light,
I'm not afraid. I shall not fear the darkness in my life. I'm not afraid. God is light.
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, There is No Need to Be First. When our focus turns inward, we seek to be first. First in line, first to be served, first to leave. But the Lord calls us a different way. He calls us to see others first and to consider their needs before our own. He reminds us that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Teach us to let go of greed and selfish desire and to live content and generous lives. When we put others before ourselves, we learn there is never a need to be first. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Father Dave Pickens. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, simply log on to letgoandletgod.net. We are pleased to be chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 15 contemporary Christian podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God show us the way.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.